Coming up in just a couple of seconds, Taylor Swift's new Christmas song. You know, it's not easy to break into the Christmas market. Few artists have done it.
And has she?
Can Taylor Swift? We'll find out. First, Alanis Morissette, of course, dropped a new song this week, so a lot of people have been talking about her. 25 years since she released Jagged Little Pill. She announced a new tour as well, and she dropped by Andy Cohen's show, and she shared the hilariously strict rule that she had to follow while she was touring with Vanilla Ice back in the day. Listen to this.
Alanis, what was your favorite part of opening for Vanilla Ice? Ice's tour back in the day in the 90s, and is it true you weren't allowed to look them in the eye?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of artists are overwhelmed by incredible large amount of stimuli, and I think me looking at him would have overstimulated him.
That is the best answer ever.
So that was true, and all I could think was he would kill for anybody to look him in the eye right now.
Now, yeah. I mean, all these years later, we're still piling on poor Vanilla Ice. Hasn't he done enough?
It's hilarious, though.
Like, oh, it's hilarious. It's awesome.
And I think it's a big reason he didn't have a lot of staying power, probably is how he acted. Like, you know, somebody like Pink or, you know, like, they're not telling people, don't look me in the eye.
Yeah.
I talked to a lot of different label reps, and they're like, it's the biggest artists who are the most down-to-earth and the kindest, and it's a big reason that they have a lot of success.
He got big off one song.
Yeah.
And it probably isn't all that good to begin with, let's be honest. And he got too big for his own head.
Yeah, exactly. And he probably could have had a longer career with mediocre music had he maybe put in a little effort and connected with people.
Yeah.
Look at what Alanis Morissette has been able to do. 25 years later, everybody's talking about her.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor Swift has released a new Christmas song. It's called Christmas Tree Farm. And I watched the video because she just dropped it. So I watched it when I got up this morning. And it's really sweet because it has all these home movie clips and cell phone footage.
Of her?
When she was a kid, which was amazing. So she said she wrote this song a while ago and she was going to save it for next year, but it was done. So she was like, it would be weird to wait a year to put it out. So let's just do this. So Christmas Tree Farm, what do you think?
In my heart is a Christmas tree farm. There's a light in the barn. We run inside out from the cold in the town. Kids are dreaming of sleighs and they're warm and they're safe. They wait to see a blanket of snow.
Here we go. Okay, that's like my second or third time listening to it. It's growing on me. I'm kind of into
it. Already, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sure this is the song that Scooter Braun is probably happy he doesn't own this one. It's okay. It's fine. It's kind of happy and catchy.
You don't think it's going to be any Mariah Carey All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh, no way. It's not going to come even close to Mariah Carey.
You're lucky to make it in a Hallmark commercial, maybe, I guess.
It got me in the mood. My guess is it's going to get a little bit of radio play.
For sure. It's because it's Taylor Swift.
It's not going to be. Yeah, and it's not horrendous. Horrendous. And I don't think it's going to be like Justin Bieber's Mistletoe or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, but I think it can help get us through the holidays.
This is going to get us through the holidays.
Absolutely.
Taylor Swift to the rescue again.
Yes, exactly. She's saving lives everywhere. By the way, she announced a new Netflix documentary that's on the way. It's called Taylor Swift Miss Americana. It's going to open in January at the Sundance Film Festival, and then it's going to hit the streaming service like just after that, which is amazing. And I'm really excited to see it because they said that this documentary is basically going to show Taylor during a transformational period in her life as she learns to embrace her role, not only as a songwriter and performer, but as a woman harnessing the full power of her voice.
Interesting.
It's going to be powerful,
cool.
I think.
Yeah.
So in January, we'll be able to expect that. I'm Nikki. That is your biz. It is 6:36 right now. And coming up, we've got your chance to take Sam down on a Friday with Are You Smarter Than Sam? No better way to kick off the weekend. And it could win you $100 to spend at Restaurant Table 51.